I don't know what kind of name to give.
Was it pointed or flat at the end?
They're both ways then. Round at both ends, not round exactly, but on that condition, on that shape.
Did
some of them are flat bottom, and some of them are round.
Was this creek here big enough to take a boat in?
Small one.
Did you go fishing?
Sometimes. I used to. I don't go anywhere now.
If a door hinge is squeaking, you could put a few drops of
oil.
What do people used to burn in lamps?
Oil. Coal oil.
Any other name for that?
Kerosene.
Is that the same thing?
Kerosene oil.
Did you ever see anybody make a lamp using a rag and a bottle and some kerosene?
I've seen a bit of burn oil, I mean grease, and bottles.
How would they do that?
Well, they roll up a piece of rag, put the grease in the bottle, and they stick the rag down there. And when the grease burns to the top, they pull it up a little bit.
Uh-huh. What do they call that kind of lamp?
I never heard it named.
Do you ever hear of a flambeau?
A what?
A flambeau. And say if a child is just learning to dress himself, the mother brings him the clothes and says to him, now here, your clothes, here.
Put them on.
Or if she hands him the clothes, she says, now, here. What, your clothes?
Shoes?
Well, would you say, here is your clothes, or here are your clothes, or how would you say that?
I don't know. I never had any children. I say, here your clothes, put them on.
Okay. And if you're taking a child to the dentist and he was scared, the dentist might say, you don't need to be scared. What's going to hurt you?
Won't hurt you.
Huh?
I won't hurt you.
Did you ever say I ain't going to hurt you?
I don't know. I never took one to the end.
Do you use the word ain't at all?
Huh?
How do you use the word ain't?
Ain't.
Ain't. Like I ain't going to do that.
Oh, ain't.
Uh-huh.
No stand away.
Do you use that very much?
Not too much.
How does it sound to you?
Oh, kind of natural.
Do you feel, when you were growing up or now, do you feel real conscious of trying to use correct language or, you know, not wanting to say this or, you know, because it might not sound right, or do you think you change the way you talk according to who you're talking to?
I didn't get that.
When you were growing up, did you feel, and at school, did they teach you much about correct language, that this is correct to say, or did you feel very conscious of, some people, like the word like ain't, they might use it, but they try not to. They say that, you know, it's incorrect to say ain't, and so they feel embarrassed to use it or wouldn't want to use it with certain people. Did you ever have feelings about language like that?
No, ma'am. What are you?